Once you know who you are, you know your own essence, then you know the essence in every other form, life form, because you are one in your essence with every other life form. And then you look at the flower and recognize your own essence in the flower. And then you look at a cat and recognize your own essence in the cat. And then you look at another human being, and you may have to pierce through layers of mental ego stories, mental noise, the veil, and you pierce through it. Just stay alert and you look, you can ignore the story and all that. You look and then you know the essence of that human being is who you are. You know every life form as yourself, manifested in a different form, because the universe or consciousness likes the play of form. That's the beauty of the manifested universe. And you know yourself to be the unmanifested one life before it is born into a form. The one life before it becomes something or someone. The one life after a form dissolves. The timeless one consciousness. If God has any meaning, that is what it is. So, self-realization and God-realization, of course, the same. The only place God can be known is in yourself as your own essence, not separate. As Jesus already said, the kingdom of heaven is within. It's not there in space or time. So you know God. That's how it is. If you don't like the word, drop that word. It's only a word. Don't get entangled with any word. And so, when you know each life form as yourself, that is called love. And that is an essential part of the new consciousness. You are then continuously in a state of love. Not the egoic so-called love that says, I can't live without you. Don't you ever leave me. Not that kind of love. That clinging. No, the love that knows the other as yourself. It's so simple. And love your neighbor as yourself. Because the teaching of Jesus only exists in fragments that people have written down. Jesus was pointing to a state of consciousness that is possible for humans, that is emerging here now, which he sometimes called the kingdom of heaven. And what he said was, I wasn't there, but I know what. The essence is timeless. It speaks the truth no matter, it's always the same. Once you know the essence, you know what they said. Even if you get a mistranslation, you still know what they said when the essence speaks. Know, in that new state of consciousness, you know your neighbor to be yourself. You love your neighbor as yourself when you know your neighbor to be yourself. So you love your neighbor, not, he didn't mean as you love yourself, but as yourself, because your neighbor is yourself. And of course, people have been trying to love their neighbor because as unsuccessfully for so long, because they didn't realize the depths of the teaching. They thought all we have to do is to obey a few commandments and do as he tells us. But the depths was that it was pointing to a new, completely new state of consciousness. And you cannot practice the fruit of the new state of consciousness in the old state of consciousness. And that's why the discrepancy comes that Christianity has a history of violence. Amazing. But the truth is there, hidden, simple, very simple. This is the now. It hasn't changed, never will change.